Seattle tonight and tomorrow after the screenings of the new documentary about Democracy Now called Steal This Story, Please. Today, it'll screen at SIFF Cinema Uptown at 4:15 and 7 p.m. and Friday at 7 p.m. Amy will then head to Portland, Oregon. I'm Narmeen Sheikh. Thanks so much for joining.
Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. on Thursday, April 23rd, and you're tuned in to CFRC 11.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your afternoon news brief. Starting with traffic as we head into the afternoon and evening commute. On Bath Road, between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays for the installation of intersection pedestrian signals. On King Street West, from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays for work by Utilities Kingston. Traffic is reduced to one lane in each direction. Be aware of lane shifts, posted speed limits, and share the lane signage. At the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter Boulevard, expect delays for ongoing construction. Work is expected to continue through April and May. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue closes again later this afternoon from 3:20 to 3:50 for school pickup as part of the School Streets program. Wright Crescent from Palace Road to Kingsland Crescent remains closed for roadway repairs. Princess Street from Frontenac to Division remains under long-term closure as the City of Kingston and Utilities Kingston continue major reconstruction, including utility upgrades and improvements for pedestrians and cyclists. Aberdeen from Johnson to William and Barrie at Queen both remain closed for construction. Now looking at the weather, sunny conditions continue this afternoon with temperatures reaching a high of 14. With a UV index of 6, it's a bright and mild day. Tonight, partly cloudy with winds up to 15 kilometers per hour and temperature drops to minus 1, with a wind chill near minus 3 overnight. This has been your quick afternoon news brief. I'll catch you again at 5 p.m. for Kingston Currents, covering the latest local stories. Until then, be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Beat Banter on CFRC Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, for the last time live. Ever. Because me and Aiden we're dying soon.
Yes, guys, we didn't want to tell you, we are both chronically ill. Terminally ill.
Yeah, you're both terminally ill with something called...
Ligma. guys, it's Beat Banter, we're back.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Aiden. Oh my god, I forgot to do that. Guys, we already messed up our last episode.
They're kicking us off air, actually. We said some problematic things.
Yeah.
And so, Democracy Now! Bye, Amy. Yeah, she's leaving the studio right now, but she's going to be taking over our slot from now on. Mm-hmm. Just because we got into some problems with the government for, like, lying about a lot of things.
Yeah. It was actually impersonation when we did our little Huddy episode.
Yeah.
And they were saying it was, like, too good of, like, we were scamming people, but it's fine.
Yeah, because now we just get Charlie and, like, Landon Barker fan mail at the studio, and it's kind of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
We'll be continuing during the summer, probably until episode 100. This is episode 92, so probably for 8 more episodes. And then...
Yeah. But
this is our last one live.
Yeah.
It feels like we're closing a chapter.
So I'm going to say anything.
Well, do you want to introduce your first two songs?
Yeah. First two songs we'll be playing our new Smurs song called Spring Summer. And then also Empty Bars by Jump Source and Billy Woods. We got to see Jump Source in Toronto at Standard Time.
Yeah, it was so lit. It was a great venue.
So beautiful. Lots of 35-year-old bears.
Yeah. I was trying to riz up one of the bears on the dance floor, and he didn't look my way, but it's fine.
And there was a special guest there. Mm-hmm. Ciel was there, CFRC alum.
Yeah, and we said hi to her, and we mentioned CFRC.
Yeah.
And she was like, what did she say?
She said it was like a big part of her.
Yeah.
And then she looked at me and she said, don't worry, you'll find your way. Like, okay, clock me.
She clocked you.
Clock me. Like, I guess I looked like disheveled and I was lost in my way. But I only have a few weeks left to live, so
yeah,
so. She was right.
Yeah.
But play him.
Good enough to own it. Sitting by the corner, looking at me like you want it. Baby, you don't even know how bad this is. But can I tell you how you look tonight? Baby, I know. Baby, I know. Baby, I know. You couldn't love it, so you planned that. Even though the others tried to warn you, and now you kinda regret. Sometimes you go out, sometimes you try to live a long life. Do 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 do. So, baby, you don't even know how bad this is. But can I tell you how you look tonight? Baby, I know. 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 Shouldn't you be somewhere? I couldn't find it in your eyes, so I asked you why you tried to hide, like you're on someone's list.
Never sticks anymore. I step out to smoke. White women think I'm working the door. Watch my smoke in the cold. They rummage purses for IDs. The wind sweep my smoke up the street where beggars huddle for heat from pipe glass. The snow used to be like sand on a filthy beach. Police lights splash. It's places the past can't reach. Trash pile, dainty feet dance through debris. That white used to have the ladies' rooms neat. Nights full of glee. One bite out that poisonous peach. A sip from a coupe in a dead bar, trying to find me some peace. A split from the roof for after hours, you trying to get something to eat. I wonder if it's still alive somewhere in there. I wonder if she ever cared, or it's just me throwing shadows at the wall. I wonder if it's still alive somewhere there. I wonder if she ever cared, or it's just me throwing shadows on the wall. I wonder if we could have, if we would have, if we had to do it again. Heart pump somewhere while killers hunt beautiful hooligans. Turnstiles jump, we disappeared in unison. A giant turning in its sleep, the city churning. Fever dreams splitting at its seams. A granite garden full of wrought iron trees, blood on the leaves. Digging the dirt, found some gold cap teeth, gold leaf from the door to the speakeasy. Words and deeds, knife flashes, we both bleed. Holes punched in walls, fighters moved through the building, shielded from the street. Screaming fights in the hall, suffered the children laying in bed, praying the ceilings. Sometimes it's quiet to where you just wonder. Sometimes the silence is thunder, counting in my head, waiting for a clap. Doors closing, shooting the gap. I wonder if it's still alive somewhere in there. I wonder if she ever cared, or it's just me throwing shadows at the wall. I wonder if it's still alive somewhere there. I wonder if she ever cared, or it's just me throwing shadows on the wall. I wonder if we could've, if we would've, if we had to do it again, if we should've at all. Should've at all.
About vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood with me.
On radio.
C-F-I-C. The best radio station we've ever heard.
You just listened to Spring Summer by Smurs and Empty Bars by Jump Source and Billy Woods on CFRC.
Bangers, 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 bangers only. Come on.
Speaking of...
Bangers.
Bangers.
The Housemaid.
Yeah, we watched the Amanda Seyfried, Sydney Sweeney Housemaid, the Housemaid movie.
Mm-hmm. Directed by Paul Feig, famous for directing Bridesmaids.
Insane.
He made a switch up.
No, it wasn't as bad as I expected it to be.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney is actually, like, awful.
She genuinely, it looks like she doesn't want to be there. She doesn't want to act.
Yeah. And, like, her acting in every movie, it's like, okay, let's hit the, like, I'm like, why did they hire her? And yeah. And then I watched the movie and it's like, okay, that's why they hired her.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good, like, it's a fun ride.
Amanda Seyfried is really good in it.
Amanda Seyfried is really good. I think the husband's okay. He's fine.
But we watched the first two episodes of the Euphoria season.
Oh.
And it's genuinely sick in the head. Sick in the head. The first episode is like 20 minutes of like genuinely like fetish content.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I know none of them want to act with Sydney Sweeney.
The thing that's messed up is every woman in the show is in some way doing sex work.
Yeah.
Except for Maude Apatow's character. Yeah.
But
Lexi.
You know, it's only episode two. Like, I think she's going to get rubbed into it.
Because now Rue is pimping.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney's doing sex
OnlyFans,
work.
Yeah.
OnlyFans with Maddie helping her.
Yeah. Faye.
Yeah, Faye.
Well, Faye's working in the drug business, but.
But she's also, I don't know.
Yeah.
Faye's not really a main character. But even, what's her name? Jules is
Jules is a sugar baby.
And it's like, what's going on here?
No, honestly, God bless Barbie Ferrer for getting out of that contract.
Yeah. And doing Mile End Kicks instead.
But we haven't seen that one yet. But we did watch a movie by the same person called Roommates.
Oh, God.
With Adam Sandler's daughter.
And it was
and
not
Ivy
good.
Woke.
Yeah, Ivy Woke was in the first. Actually, no, she's, I guess, throughout the.
Yeah.
She peppered in throughout.
Oh, my God, that was bad.
It was bad.
Like, genuinely AI written script.
Yeah, it was really bad. No shade to, listen, we love Canadian content, but no shade to her. Like, hopefully Madeline Kicks is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what songs are you going to play?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing Comfortable Gestures by I'm going to be playing Comfortable Gestures by Steve Beresford. And I'll also be playing No Petty Magic by Joni Ano featuring Helena DeLong and Uri. Let's play him.
Play him.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
You just listened to Comfortable Gestures by Steve Beresford and No Petty Magic by Joniano, Helena Delon, and Uri on CFRC Radio.
Beautiful.
Bangers.
And Uri is playing at Palamosa this summer in Montreal.
And who's going to be there?
You.
Are you going to be there?
I don't know yet.
Are you going to be there?
I don't know yet.
But it's an important week this week. It's Lesbian Visibility Week. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Hi, Eric. Happy Lesbian Visibility Week to you and you only.
Eric's the only lesbian we know.
Yeah.
So just thank you for that.
No, thank you for being so visible.
You are so visible. Mm-hmm. You are almost too visible.
Guys, we had a crazy week. I feel I feel kind of listless now that I don't have anything to do, but we did have a crawl on our street. And we went to like all of our friends' houses, and we each had an event planned, basically, and a specialty drink. Our specialty drink was Hard Fruitopia.
It was a bunch of stuff in a Dollarama bin.
Yeah, it was awful. Well, it wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
And then our
activity was stand-up comedy.
Yeah, which, because Sarah's been talking about doing this for like a year.
And honestly, I should have just kept talking, and maybe I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, but it was good.
Yeah, we had a no-phone policy because... And you know me, we say problematic things on the air. And so imagine what I say when I'm not live, right? Just right. Imagine that.
Do you want to do one of your jokes? What about the dog jaw one?
Or should I do the... Guys, I've been feeling really insecure.
No, we can't do this. I actually can't do this. Let's introduce the next song. So what are you going to play?
No, Aiden, what's one of your jokes? Let's start that one.
One of my jokes?
Yeah, what's the difference between a man and a pilot?
What? No. What's the difference between a male pilot and a female pilot? A male pilot is good at his job, whereas a female pilot is also good at her job, but she had to work three times as hard to get there, especially in a male-dominated field.
Yeah. What was a good one? Oh, Patty recently went to New York City. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He saw Mom Dummy there, but really he wants a Dom Mommy.
And so, then so the that one is silent. Like you reverse the
That one was
sound,
crazy.
So
yeah.
It's like... Word, it's like a play on words.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of a play on words, can you talk about the next two songs?
Yeah. Okay, fine. Well, speaking of men and pilots, Aiden just released a song called Variations on a Theme by Sainsbury, which is, I don't know if I'll say banger, it's like more of like a psychosis.
Yeah, it will put you into psychosis, just warning you.
Put us... Well, on me. And then an artist that Patty showed us on the last episode will be playing Isabel and the new song Rachel.
Yeah, let's play them.
Oh, and Rachel.
Put a spell on me. 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 Put a spell on it, 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 spell on it bring into a particular state or condition. Spell. Noun. A form of words used as a magical charm or incantation. Me. Pronoun. Used by a speaker to refer to himself as the object of a verb or preposition.
I think I'm gonna fight her. That's something out of me somewhere nice.
Got a white girl. I think I'm gonna fight her. Get that something out of fight.
To a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat. Yes, 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 this rocks. And then sometimes I switch it up like no, no, don't stop a rocking.
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
You just listened to Variations on a Theme.
Get a little closer to the mic.
Oh, my Come God. On. By Saintsbury.
Yeah.
And Rachel by yeah. Isabel on yeah. CFRC.
That's right. No need to, first of all, no need to yell. This is a studio. No need to yell. guys, anyone who's listening, especially the people not listening online, listening on air, in a car, if you can afford a car, please refer any job applications to Aiden and I via DM.
Guys, if you guys literally, if you need me to do anything, as long as you pay, and it's
Aiden will do anything for a 20, and we've tested that. And they've cut our pay here at the station.
Yeah, from nothing to now we had to get a pay.
Yeah, and so I can't afford my MAC cosmetics anymore.
And you know, beauty is everything.
Beauty is everything, especially for me. Especially, and I need to stay pretty because he said I've been slacking. He's like, you're eating too much. You're not, you're not wearing enough makeup. And I love to serve him, really. And so you guys need to give us a job, or we should make a Venmo. And you guys just send us money, and we'll send you a video of whatever you ask for.
So I'm going to be playing Chicago, White Earl Sweatshirt, and Surf Gang from the new album with Mike as well. Also be playing Twisted Angel by Samba Jean-Baptiste.
Yeah.
Guys, this song.
Guys, I mean anything. Like, please.
Okay, I hope you enjoy.
I'm merchant. Eyes outside like a merchant. Eyes on the prize, ain't stop burning. Clouds, no service. They doing the top. Close curtains. Back to the crowd, I'm working. And it's bunk it down. With insurgents. Set it on the slot. But I heard it every day. That I put ain't scared. Hello, even I ain't got no time to burn. Tickle pink with 10 G's on the watch and purse. On the brink, times, not a turn. I think if he could've hurt me, I'd it wouldn't have hurt. Use a marijuana car just like a turban. Paper planes is coming down and they don't circle. I'm booting up and shutting down the service. I knew my way around the loop, flew through the curve. Into deep the code of silence, get observed. Shot, I'm merchant. Always outside like a merchant. Eyes on the prize, ain't stop burning. Heavy in the clouds, no service. They doing the top, close curtains. Back to the crowd, I'm working. Fuck it down, insurgents. Set it on the slot.
Snowfall, waiting for the bus, I got my coat on. Double winter, not I come correct. I wish you could collect me like a phone call. New spot, we cracked the finesse cause it was too hot. Headphones playing storms at the stops in Texas. You stop texting my phone, okay, I get the message. Breathe out. That silence hit my gut and all my teeth out. I cry in both my hands, I can't write it down. I turn the memory into a freestyle. Both lips bite into my neck until I bleed out. You vicious baby, you vivid diamonds. No time to save it, not a day behind me. Daydreams on the show, I let fate design it. I could use some help, but it's long gone. I stay by myself. Shorty say she heard my song, I undo my belt. Thinking of you made me strong than I ever felt. Flip my J into the grass and I let it burn. Put my whole face in the snow just to watch it melt. I'm too busy playing shows to pick up myself. They show me love, they show me love. Go friends to me, just to check it with myself. They show me love, they show me love. They show me love, they show me love. They show me love, they show me love.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
You just listened to Chicago by Earl Sweatshirt and Surf Gang and Twisted Angel by Samba Jean-Baptiste on CFRC Radio.
Banger.
Always outside like a merchant. Close curtains. Head up in the sky, no service.
Did you like the Earl Sweatshirt Mike video?
Yeah, I did. Bruh, I love them. You know I do.
He was like, why was I wearing that shirt?
They were doing is everything over or underrated? And they said everything was underrated except for On the Radar Freestyle. And what's his name? Timothée Chalamet. They said Timothée Chalamet was overrated.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone needs to put a muzzle on him.
I'm done with it.
And I'm really proud of myself because never in my life was like I a Timothée Chalamet
fan,
like gooner or whatever. I was never into that.
Right.
But do you know what I mean? Like he was like
he was white boy of the month. Yeah, he was white boy of like
no, he
the
was
year.
White boy of like the year and a half.
Yeah.
Like, people were swooning over him. Like, he's 3 pounds soaking wet. Yeah. He needs to go on, like, a kibble diet to, like, he's, I'm
done. It was
done
just, like,
him.
Honestly, it was, I was, like, on board with it. And then he did the Marty Supreme promo. And it was too much. It was, like, way too much.
Yeah.
When he was hanging with Drewski.
No. Oh, my favorite, though, is when he's hanging with Drewski and that guy comes at him and is voguing at him. And Blizzman Kiss, he's like, respect, thank you. Received.
But... Oh, hold on. I'm getting a text from Eric. I'm sure he's going to be defending Timothy Chalamet. He said, chill on 3 pound men.
Yeah, but it's different because, like, Eric's a lesbian, right? And this is his week, and so we resent him. But Timothy Chalamet, I can't. And listen, I get it. Marty Supreme is not a bad movie. But him being like, no one has done it like me and Marty Supreme.
I know, bro.
Girl, you are acting with Kevin O'Leary.
Yeah, bro. First of all, Timothy Chalamet wasn't even the best part about Marty Supreme. Let's be honest. You know what I mean? He's just like one incidental. Like, his performances seemed incidental, honestly. But whatever.
Whatever, we're not haters, we're lovers. This is just our...
Well, do you want to introduce your last two songs live ever? And then I got two more. Don't worry, guys. Yeah. Don't leave yet.
Okay, don't leave yet. How many people were we at? 16?
Oh, no.
It's all the 30 Timothée Chalamet viewers left.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll be playing Everything by Quickly.
Anything.
No, it's called Everything.
No, it's called Anything because I have the title in front of me on my screen and it says Anything.
Oh.
It's just spelled with the E at the start.
That's mean. They don't know how to read like that. They're trying to confuse me on air. By Quickly, who we've played before.
And we love.
Patty has seen it. Apparently, he's really short, which I think is funny.
Another 3 pound man.
Yeah, another three. Well, we don't know if he's 3 pound. He could be built like Wario.
Yeah, right.
And then, what's my next one? Tell Me
by Sassy 009. Yeah. And
this is also a new song, I think. Yeah. No, this is the one with... With Blood Orange is on the song.
Blood Orange, yeah.
So you're welcome, Eric. You're welcome.
Let's play it.
Play it. Thank you. Listen to Anything by Quickly Quickly and Tell Me by Sassy09 with Blood Orange on it.
With Blood Orange on it on CFRC Radio. Bangers, bangers, bangers.
Bangers, bangers.
Y'all know I don't play about Blood Orange because of that one time that he was on that Luca Guadagnino show.
Oh my god, We Are Who We Are, and the last episode is like his concert.
Yeah, that's crazy.
With the Jack Dylan Grazer.
Yeah. Jack Dylan Grazer was so good in that, low-key. Yeah. He was really good, and I liked the other girl, but I don't know her name. Yeah, she hasn't been in anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But beautiful. Beautiful. And what was her name? Chloe Sevigny. We talked about the show before.
Yeah, we talked about it before. We're just replaying the hits, honestly, at this point. We have nothing else to say.
Yeah, we have nothing. We've never had anything of importance to say.
Yeah. I think we're going to run the show for 8 more episodes, I think is the plan. So probably until the end of June.
Yeah.
And then hopefully maybe over convocation we can come back and record.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. So you'll be getting a lot more Discord soundboard clips.
Yeah, you'll be getting more of this.
Yeah. And more this one. And that. Yeah, we like that one. What about this one?
Ow.
Oh, sorry. I just killed Aiden. Oh my God. Wait, he's still alive. Okay, now he's gone. He's back.
Hey guys. I'll play my next two songs, which are gonna be Concrete Vehicles by Concrete Vehicles and A Perfect Day by Preben Torntoft. This song is that Preben Torntoft song. He's like a little Danish boy or something, but he sings this.
Aiden, you can't say that anymore.
What? Anyway, it's a really good song, and I thought it's a good like ending song for the episode because it's gonna be our last live episode. We're gonna be moving to some pre-records soon. So let's play it. Listen to Concrete Vehicles by Concrete Vehicles and A Perfect Day by Preben Thorntoft on CFRC Radio. Guys, I love that song. Today is the end of a perfect... Sarah brought a real horn for Sarah. Yeah, that's not part of the soundboard. That's a real horn in
this
the studio.
Real. Those guns are real, too, because, you know, we support that here.
No, they're not. What are you talking? What did we just end the episode? Our last episode with that? We can't do that. What no, should we end off that. With? We have 1 minute.
I don't know. It's been so beautiful.
I have so many good memories of CFRC, like, for real. And I have so many good memories just hanging with you, Sarah, my best friend.
Me, too. And I love you.
Yeah.
And I love everyone at the station. We love Jesse.
We love Jesse. We love Chance.
Yeah, we love May.
We love all the volunteers.
We love, and the number one volunteer, Luke Berry.
Luke Berry. Yeah. Of course, May. I met so many friends here. It's yeah. really...
And we have, and honestly, our most tried listener this year has been Eric, so thank you.
Yes, and thank you. Yeah, our most dedicated
thank
listener.
Thank you for listening on the forklift.
Yeah.
It means
and
a lot to us.
We will be back for 8 more episodes, and then we'll be gone forever. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Y'all don't want to hear this anymore. But, I hope you enjoyed this final live episode of
Be Banter,
the only show.
Hello, hello, everyone. It is 2 p.m., so that means you must be listening to Basement Noise on CFRC 101.9 FM. Today, it's the time has come, guys. It's the last episode of the semester. And I say of the semester because I will be coming back in September, so you guys won't be without me for too long, but you will just have to wait a few months in the summer while I am home. But I've got some really, really good songs queued up for you guys today for the last one. Some of them are like just songs that I love, and a few of